This is KCUR 89.3. Danny O'Neill is well known in Kansas City for founding The Roastery, and he was recently honored as Kansas City's Entrepreneur of the Year. KCUR's Brian Ellison visited The Roaster's headquarters on Southwest Boulevard to learn how O'Neill built not just a company, but a culture of coffee.
On the factory floor, a vacuum system pulls freshly roasted coffee from roasters with names like Baby and Behemoth through a series of overhead tubes and delivers it to a packaging station. Here, from inside a building topped with a vintage DC-3 airplane, the shiny silver bags will make their way to restaurants, stores, and homes around the metro and around the country. The Roastery roasts thousands of pounds of coffee a year here, but it's a far cry from the original roasting site, Danny O'Neill's basement.
The walls were covered with corrugated tin because I have this old house, 1920 or 22, limestone foundation. So to pass the agricultural regulations, that everything had to be like cleanable, washable. So anyway, those sheets were $5 a piece. So I covered the basement walls with corrugated tin. And then the rafters, exposed rafters, I did with that really attractive nasty blue tarp that you see. And then I stuck up on top of those these horrid fluorescent lights. So there was this weird blue on top of hue on top of everything down there.
So you recently won the Kansas City Entrepreneur of the Year Award. In your speech that night, you said that it was a surprise that it had come to this because you said, coffee was the only idea I had. What did you mean by that?
Well, I get goosebumps right now having you say that because it's a lot of it's fear-based. I still really don't feel like I really know much about business itself, but that spring, I guess, of 93, I'm trying to think of something else to do. I'm really burnt out on what I'm doing, and coffee's the only idea that I have.
O'Neill says that 25 years ago in Kansas City, coffee was basically coffee. There was no specialty roaster, nowhere that highlighted the type of roast or the country of origin.
You know, coffee was in a can. It was blue or red. What color would you like, you know?
But O'Neill persisted, starting with an order for the coffee cart at the KU Medical Center and growing the business and a culture from there.
We really just focused on quality and had great mentors and, you know, many of them who you know, but we were stubborn enough and lucky enough and fortunate enough to really just stick to our game and stick to quality. And so by that I mean we were so pressured by so many different people and so many different channels to say, well, if you could just get your price down, if you could get this price, you'd get this business. And one of them was a huge order. We would have made $300,000 in a month back in the late 90s. There were big pressures and big opportunities, but we stuck to it. And it was easy for us because we were only going to buy the best coffee that we could find in the world.
With three cafes already in the metro, O'Neill is looking to expand his operations, including the area around the main Southwest Boulevard roastery. But because of more efficient machinery, the footprint will first get smaller.
We're probably doing three times the volume when we moved in here 10 years ago, and we're probably a third the space or less. We're going to take the wall down, so you're going to be right in the production area if you want. We're going to get rid of a lot of the noise that we have. The new roasters are so much more quiet. And then across the street, we're going to develop that block. And we'd like to have a great big, this vision I had is kind of like the wharf in San Francisco, or Union Station in Washington, D.C., where just lots of open spaces. So there might be chocolate and cheese and a bakery, that sort of thing. So the idea is to create a destination down here in this area where it's not roastery-driven or roastery-specific, but we're just part of the neighborhood, like kind of like Austin, maybe.
O'Neill gets back to work, joining one of his staff in the tasting room doing quality control on the latest orders, maintaining the culture of the coffee one slurp at a time.
I get a campfire-y. I get a little bit of like a smoke when you're sitting by a campfire and you breathe that in. You can kind of taste it in your throat sometimes.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Brian Ellison.